Hi, Lindsay here from K. John's Jewelry Company. For decades, our family has believed in one thing above all else: do right by people. That's why we never discount our jewelry. We price fairly every single day. No inflated tags, no discount games, just honest value and pieces we're proud to stand behind. But today we're inviting you into a new chapter of our story. After many years of carrying extraordinary designers, we feel it's time to create jewelry that reflects our vision. Designs made by us, for you. To make room for our new original K. John's collection, we're doing something very special. We are liquidating our entire current inventory. This isn't a marketing event. This is our way of saying thank you to a community that has supported us, trusted us, and grown with us for generations. We want you to have the opportunity to bring home something beautiful at a price that truly reflects our gratitude. We're excited for what's to come and honored to take this next step with you. December 2nd through Christmas Eve, K. John's Jewelry Company, from our family to yours, thank you.
At Good Neighbors Electric, they're more than just electricians. They're your neighbors. Whether it's a small repair or a big project, from home inspections and panel upgrades to full electrical rebuilds, their licensed pros show up on time and do the job right. Good Neighbors Electric, locally owned, family operated, and proud to serve our community with honesty, skill, and a smile. Good Neighbors Electric. Call 805-610-5530 or visit goodneighborselectric.com.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, December 16th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
Georgia Brandtul Immersion students advance to Robotics State Championship. Cal Poly students sentenced to 6 years for shooting firearms on campus. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service, board certified master arborist. 24-hour emergency service when you need it, they'll be there. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Two Georgia Brown Dual Immersion Robotics teams will be attending the Southern California State Championships at UC Irvine in March. Georgia Brown has a fourth grade elementary team and a junior high team for the competition. They faced 46 robotics teams from across the Central Coast. Each team spent months designing, programming, and building their robots to compete in skills that both tested the remote-controlled and autonomous performance of the robots. Georgia Brown's fourth grade team won overall teamwork champion, robotic skills champion, and design award with a robot dubbed Lobster. The junior high team earned the Innovation Award while achieving the highest autonomous score of all 46 teams in attendance. This is Georgia Brown's inaugural year for its robotics program and attendance for this competition as well. They are working to raise $2,000 now to cover their travel expenses and robot upgrades for the next competition. Community members interested in contributing can contact Mr. John Paul Ewing at jpewing@passoschools.org. Cal Poly student sentenced to 6 years, 2 months in prison for shooting firearms on campus. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. Former Cal Poly student Charles Hojaboom has been sentenced to serve 6 years and 2 months in state prison for crimes committed in 2023 regarding a firearm. The DA's office says this stems from 4 separate shooting incidents that took place on Cal Poly's campus between June and November 2023. The DA's office says an October incident involved Hojaboom firing a bolt-action rifle inside of his dorm room, through the ceiling, and into the dorm room directly above. Hojaboom pled no contest to several criminal charges involving a firearm, gross negligence, vandalism, and possession of a loaded firearm on a college campus. Hojaboom has served time in county jail since he committed his crimes and will be transported to state prison to begin serving the remainder of his sentence. Tonight is the next Passerable City Council meeting at 6, held in the Norris Room at Centennial Park due to ongoing work at City Hall. On tonight's agenda is a discussion from council to food truck regulations in the city. The full city council will provide direction to staff regarding the proposed regulation amendments from the Food Truck Ad Hoc Committee regarding generator noise, furniture, proximity to the downtown area, and other issues. The city will also receive a comprehensive report from AP Triton on its fire and police departments. The city contacted AP Triton in February to complete these assessments, needed to evaluate and determine long-term goals and improvement efforts for each department. As the city continues to grow, AP Triton's report notes the continued need for expanding the fire and police departments in staff, training, and facilities. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. In its meeting last week, the Atascadero City Council discussed a proposed ordinance designed to reduce illegal fireworks usage. The city announced in a release yesterday they have adopted the ordinance, effective immediately. Illegal fireworks have been a persistent concern in Atascadero, according to the city, particularly during Independence Day and New Year's Eve. The ordinance holds social hosts liable for illegal fireworks usage. Social hosts are individuals who own, control, or host gatherings on a property. They are now strictly liable for any illegal fireworks charged on or adjacent to that property, with a $1,000 administrative fine for each violation, up to a maximum of $10,000 per day. The city says the purpose of the ordinance is to reduce illegal fireworks by holding an event host responsible, allowing a more practical and enforceable way to hold people accountable and keep the neighborhood safe. All fireworks, including safe and sane fireworks, are prohibited within Atascadero city limits. The chair for the Templeton Area Advisory Group, Jennifer Jones, has announced she is resigning from her position as chair, effective immediately. Jones's statement on her resignation cites problematic behaviors of a board member for her resignation. The release says, quote, "Applicants should not be talked down to or berated. County staff should not be harassed or lectured. Board members screaming and cussing on the phone and in person should never be tolerated." Jones thanks the board members, community members, and county staff who have reached out to help alleviate these issues. She says the final straw was speaking with the chair of a committee on Thursday, posting an agenda on Sunday, and then having the chair cancel the meeting Monday morning, saying, quote, "If we do not respect what the county asks of us, why would they respect us and our recommendations?" San Miguel's 35th annual Christmas Light Parade will be held this Saturday, December 20th at 6 p.m. Hosted by the San Miguel Fire Department, this beloved tradition marches down Main Street with lights, trucks, bikes, horses, and all sorts of holiday cheer. After the parade, you can meet Santa at the fire station. Toys for kids and hot chocolate for all will be served. In sports for the NFL, yesterday the Steelers beat the Dolphins 28-15. On Thursday, the Rams will face the Seahawks. In the NBA, yesterday, the Grizzlies beat the Clippers 121-103, the Nuggets over the Rockers 128-125, the Jazz beat the Mavericks 140-133, the Raptors over the Heat 106-96. Tonight is the NBA Cup. The Spurs will face the Knicks. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news, shock in Hollywood and beyond following the murder of actor and filmmaker Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle over the weekend. Their son Nick Reiner now in custody on suspicion of murder.
Nick Reiner, a suspect in this case, he was subsequently booked for murder and is being held on $4 million bail.
LA Police Chief Jim McDonald reports indicating Nick Reiner upset his parents with his behavior at Conan O'Brien's Christmas party Saturday night, and Rob and Michelle left the party early, hours before their bodies were found inside their home. The FBI alleging a pro-Palestinian group was plotting to bomb several U.S. companies in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve. Bill Saley with the U.S. Attorney's Office saying the four arrested were part of the Turtle Island Liberation Front, described as a far-left anti-capitalist group intent on spreading chaos.
The charges we are announcing today stem from the defendants and their co-conspirators' detailed, coordinated plot to bomb multiple U.S. companies.
The four suspects, all from the Los Angeles area. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news, a state audit found that the California Employment Development Department spent over $5.5 million on unused cell phones and wireless hotspots. Over 6,200 EDD mobile devices went unused for 6 months. Some went unused for over 2 years. By December 2020, EDD issued over 7,000 devices for remote work during the COVID-19 stay-at-home order. Even after the ordeal ended in February of 23, EDD kept paying service fees for over 5,000 devices. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Increasing demand for lamb, possibly driven in part by consumers seeking alternatives to beef amid record high prices, has led to higher earnings this fall for lamb producers. The national lamb slaughter value, or the value that producers receive for a lamb before processing, topped $2.25 per pound in the third quarter, compared to about $1.70 in the first half of 2025. When beef becomes expensive, some consumers switch to lamb, boosting its demand and, in turn, its price, said Megan Wortman, executive producer of the Colorado-based American Lamb Board. However, lamb prices are more directly influenced by factors like its own supply and demand dynamics, the higher cost of production, and seasonal patterns, she said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Highway 41 between Creston and Shandon near Yosemite Place. A vehicle hit a cow and the vehicle is currently on the right-hand shoulder. Again, there is a traffic collision with no injuries on Highway 41 between Creston and Shandon near Yosemite Place where a vehicle hit a cow. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some clouds tonight, lows in the mid-40s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies early tomorrow, then sunny for the afternoon, highs in the upper 60s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday for the extended forecast. Partly cloudy on Friday. Cloudy Saturday and Sunday. Mostly cloudy on Monday. Cloudy on Tuesday next week with about a 60% chance of showers. Upper 60s Thursday, mid-60s Friday, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday and Monday, 63 a week from today. Currently, it is 42 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
I think I'll start with a slice of Lynn's pie tonight.
Just look at all the starters on this menu. Four cheese macaroni.
I think I'll get a Lynn's favorite, Olali Berry.
Farm-to-table salads, char-broiled local artichokes, even fresh abalone.
Or maybe I should get raspberry rhubarb pie. It's really good.
All these appetizers sound so good. It's hard to decide.
Decisions, decisions. Maybe a big slice of blueberry.
I know. I'll go with the jumbo shrimp cocktail. What are you having tonight, John?
A slice of California apricot pie. Only Lynn's makes it.
You're starting dinner with dessert again?
Yes, Renee, you could say. It's my first priority.
Lynn's Restaurant in Cambria serves breakfast, lunch, dinner, bakery desserts, and pastries, including a wide variety of homemade pies, 7 days a week. Dinner reservation suggested.
Oh, that's real good.
It's Lynn's.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Job creation was a little stronger than expected in November. There were 64,000 new jobs last month. However, there were 105,000 jobs lost in October, and the November unemployment rate rose to 4.6%, higher than expected and up from September. The Labor Department says November employment increased in healthcare and construction. The federal government continued to lose jobs. Also, the delayed retail sales report for October found spending flat with September. These economic reports were delayed by the government shutdown. The Fed is looking at the job market in addition to inflation as it decides whether to lower interest rates. Pfizer is predicting weaker demand for COVID-19 vaccines and treatments next year and says it will cut into its profit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. It's your last chance to get exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 35% off. That's Lenovo.com. Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Now through mid-January, enjoy the garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Thousands of sparkling lights amongst the beautiful deodar cedar trees will place you in a holiday paradise. Experience the downtown as it sparkles with a variety of entertainment options, boutique shops, eateries, and drink establishments all within walking distance. Garden lights and winter nights at Sunken Gardens in downtown Atascadero. Learn more at visitatascadero.com.
Michaels Optical in Atascadero would like to remind you to check your insurance and HSA accounts in order to take advantage of your end-of-the-year benefits that may still be available to you and your family. We know it's a busy time of the year as we do our holiday shopping and plan our New Year celebrations. However, we don't want you to miss out on your health care benefit. Be sure to stop by our office. Michaels Optical has a registration box where you can enter to win a gift certificate for $250 to be used for a new pair of eyewear. No obligation. Just come by to see our beautiful selection of designer eyewear and fill out an entry. Michael and Kathy Nutt would like to wish you a very Merry Christmas and thank you for your support since we opened our doors in 1979. And if it's time for a new look for the new year, take advantage of the VIP program that offers special savings at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Christmas and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Happy holidays from Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, Freedom of Speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. Outstanding gas prices, too. 238-5775, which you can text that number, 238-KPRL, to join us on this Tuesday edition on The Right Choice.
The old man turned off the radio. Said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days, and they play it in the strangest ways. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise, and the lonely voice of youth cries?
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Protecting What Matters. Barry will have on Mr. Rob Kovaruvius. He's he is the owner of Cova Lending, and he is the interim president of the Paso Robles Templeton Chamber of Commerce. Talk about the transition and programs and events and all that kind of good stuff. And then Kaylin Clark, Jay Leach, and Jay Frederick, a multi-generational grape and grain society, how artificial intelligence and cryptocurrency will change the world we live in. So, another learning experience this afternoon, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. That thing with the robotics, that's pretty cool. This is their first year, and they're going to state, or they won state. What was that?
They're going to state their first year.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. You know, the first time I recall seeing robotics was in the Colony Day parades years ago from Atascadero, and they had an outstanding program. They probably still do. But I was amazed at the creativity. Now, these were, I think, generally high schoolers, but the Georgia Brown, these younger kids, I mean, congratulations and good luck.
Yeah, a bunch of fourth graders making robots. That's pretty cool.
Did they send any pictures?
Yeah, they did.
So the main one, or it's Lobster?
Well, let me see if they have the picture of Lobster. They've only got pictures of the students by the looks of it.
Oh, okay.
But that was the name of the fourth grade student's robot anyway, Lobster.
All right. Well, that's cool. All right. So having some fun and learning and being creative. That's cool. I mean, again, I'm just blown away that it's their first year. So
probably had some excellent guidance. If John Ewing is the Ewing I know, then they're in good hands.
So you had him as a teacher?
I didn't. I had what I assumed to be his wife as the teacher. I know that there are two Ewings at Paso High, Mr. and Mrs. Ewing. I know they're married. I just don't know if this is the same Mr. Ewing, if that makes sense. I assume so.
I'm kind of following a little
bit. So when I was in high school, there was Mr. and Mrs. Ewing. I had Mrs. Ewing. I never actually met Mr. Ewing. I'm assuming that is this Mr. Ewing.
Okay, and what did Mrs. Ewing teach?
Biology.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, if it is, or even if it isn't, good job and congratulations and good luck. And trying to come up with that $2,000, they'll probably get it from the community here. So that's just That's cool to see. Cool to hear. All right. Let's see here. What else? I got a couple of emails. Let's see here. What's this one? Here it is. Food trucks. Let's see here. My understanding was that several months ago, someone from the city said that they don't have enough police to enforce what we are dealing with already. So what's the point? I kind of recall hearing something like that, and I'm not sure if it is police or do health inspectors go and check the trucks, or maybe code enforcement within the city can walk by, because I know talking to several businesses over the years that enforcement, and I don't mean necessarily police, from the city have come by businesses and said, hey, what's this, you can't do that, et cetera, so I don't know. I really don't know. I know that the rules in California regarding the food truck rules, there's a lot involved, as you can imagine, and also a lot of it has to do with rules and permits are highly localized, city or county, and obviously a combination in many cases. So, but according to this, what I'm looking at in California, you need permits for each county you operate in. All right, well, our county is, there's a lot of land to cover, so I don't know if they would go north, or, but it's up to them anyway. So anyway, just some things. We'll see what goes on this evening at the Paso Robles City Council meeting. It's been an issue, so they want to get rid of it. Not get rid of it. They want to settle it.
They want to address the issue.
Well, maybe they want to get rid of it, too. I don't know. It's like, you know what? Go out there and sell food. Who cares? So is that. Okay, also, I think there's an important board meeting at the San Luis Obispo County Supervisors today. I think it's today. And this has to do with the sleazebag, the pirate, Gibson. And this has to do with the fair political practices. You may have heard the story. And Gibson, his wife, now from the commission, it would prevent Gibson from appointing his wife as a paid member of the staff. She will now apparently work in his office without pay effective January 2026. Okay. Now, remember, it would have to do this big one. The other one would have our county pay Gibson's endorsed candidate, Jim D'Antona, for his open District 2 seat as his personal legislative assistant by this coming January. So we will see what the board does today regarding this. If you think about it, should the county, not the county, should us as taxpayers fund to pay a salary for a yet unelected candidate for his future political position? And is this even ethical? Is this ethical? And will anybody on the board address the issue about your HR department that missed out on this, and also the county attorney regarding that? And hopefully that the Board of Supervisors will address this. We will see how much guts we have anybody on the board do that. So maybe you do have some thoughts on that as well. All right, let's see. What else do we have going on out there? You heard a little bit of the story regarding California and more of your tax money going to waste, and not a surprise with the cell phone mess. And this story came out the end of last week. We didn't get to it here because we ran out of time. But it is a story to consider because, again, it's millions and millions of dollars. And as we talk about where is the responsibility, where does it lie, and if there's any ramifications or is anybody going to be punished for this oversight, the guess is probably no. Probably no. The cell phones. So we will see, again, more taxpayer money. It's no big deal. No big deal. So let's see here.
This is some news that I just received, and it is not good news from a reliable source. Norma Moy passed away yesterday at Twin Cities Hospital after a battle against pneumonia, and family members were there, and Norma was 93. That is huge. Norma has done so much for this community for many, many, many years. You know, we just had the Vine Street Showcase. Main Street started that 30-something years ago. And all the other events that have taken place over the years, Norma and her amazing staff of volunteers have done a lot. And hopefully the traditions will continue. And obviously I've known Norma for many, many years. And here's a story about Norma when I first came to KPRL back in 1984. I was sitting where I'm at now in this studio, and she was a guest on Sound Off. And I was the, I was the board op for the show because of my on-air shift was from 9 till 2. We played music from 9. That was before Rush Limbaugh and all that stuff. Anyway, so again, I'm just a new buck on the block, you know, just young, eager to go, move on, go be Brian Burns at K-Earth 101 in Los Angeles, all that kind of stuff. And I'm sitting here, and Norma was in the studio in the other room where Chris is. And it had to do with a promotion for March Madness. And I'm not talking about the basketball tournament. Or midnight something. I forget exactly what the promotion was. Moonlight Madness. That was it. Not March Madness. Moonlight Madness. And, you know, as I'm sitting here, again, I'm a young buck. All of a sudden, she starts howling. And I thought to myself, Kevin, you got to get out of here. I'm in my early 20s, and I'm thinking, oh man, this is well, here I am all these years later, and one of the things that I grasped after being in Paso for a very short time was I had the I was fortunate to meet a lot of people who, you know, we all refer to as old timers. And since I was always fascinated by history, I learned a lot of history of the area very fast. And the people who were involved, family names and so forth and so on. And I came quickly to understand the pride that the people had in the community they grew up with and who they and the town that they nurtured. Obviously, Norma was one of those. So I came to question what my goals would be regarding get out of here as soon as possible and go down to La La Land and work at K-Earth 101. That changed for a couple of reasons. One is I didn't want to hop around in the business. I was told that by some guys that I, when I first got into radio, that you better just carry a suitcase because it's the nature of the business. Well, I didn't want to do that, and I quickly realized how much I love smaller towns. And then as part of this with Norma and the events that she would put on and I would go to, and there was a greater appreciation of small town America. And she was a big part of that from when I got here and all the events that her and Main Street put on. She had an abundance amount of energy. She'd get her way a lot. I mean, we all, those of us that know Norma and so forth, but her heart was in Paso Robles and will always be in Paso Robles. And it is it's a shame that Norma is, well, she'll always be with us. She'll always be with us. But boy, what a spirit she had. And I hope the traditions and the enthusiasm and the love for people that try to fill her shoes, that continues, because it's been a benefit to all of us who have enjoyed these things these so many years. And, you know, again, funny things. Whenever she'd come on Sound Off, Chris, you even remember this, there'd always be a couple bags of candy that would be left on the front counter. She would do that. She always had that, and she always had all these little things that she would give you and stuff like that. If you ever been to her office, you'd know what I'm talking about and so forth and so on. But she was a special lady. My best to the family and Vince and everybody and so forth. So Patty and the rest. So, and also, you know, Norma, with everything that she was able to do all these years, she also overcame quite a few things within the family, losing Vicky X amount of years ago and so forth. But she was a trooper, and she managed to carry on wherein a lot of people would have given up, but she didn't. So God rest, Norma. You will be remembered fondly. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL to join us on this Wednesday edition. Let's see here. On the text, I get this. I don't know what this means. Let's see here. Clerk at a local grocery store said the fine for selling a bag will be $1,000 beginning January 1st. I have no idea what that means. $1,000 fine for selling a bag.
I'm guessing they mean the plastic bag, that the store will be fined $1,000 for selling a plastic bag beginning January 1st, according to the email anyway.
Oh, you saw that one?
No, just you reading it out loud. That's my interpretation of what they're saying.
Okay, so the store is going to eat the $1,000. The clerk will be fired. And who gets the money? The state or the county or the city? I don't know. So, oh boy. Oh, boy. Well, yeah, because we talked about that, whatever that prop was when I had Isaiah on from Paso Robles Waste a couple of Mondays ago regarding this and what they're trying to do and so forth and setting up that, what was it, $500 million, not fund, but program to help out with this, to help save the earth and God knows what else they want to save. Speaking of something and laws, here is something and this is not California, but I just want to throw this out here. Smoking and vaping may be banned at one state's most popular beaches and parks. Now, this state happens to be New Hampshire. Now, okay, look, New Hampshire's way over there. I understand that. But it could ban smoking and vaping, and I guess, you know, because people... I'm assuming that people don't like it. And this ban, it is so important, it would begin in 2027. Now, this has to do with people going to the beach. They enjoy the beach. You know, so those of us that go to the beach like to go there. And they don't want to breathe in secondhand smoke, which the sale of the vape, whatever it is, vaping, whatever, I don't even know if it's what that stuff is. And the cigarettes are legal to sell in the state of New Hampshire like they are in most every other state, if not all states. So, breathing in the secondhand smoke is horrible. I can't stand it. I don't like it. And if I'm near somebody, I will move, particularly on the beach where there's a little room to move and there's usually a breeze anyway. If you remember me telling you the story that this past summer when that guy came down to the beach with his two kids and wife, and they wanted to go for a walk, and he didn't want to go, and they took off and walked, and as soon as they got far enough away, he fired up a joint, and I can smell it from where I was. Anyway, so this is the thing that caught my eyes when I was reading about this, and here it is. Okay, so they're going to make this a law in January 1st, 2027. There is no fine for it. Violators will not face a fine. Authorized officials, they don't identify what authorized officials are. Maybe they're social workers, who knows. Are directed to stop individuals from smoking. Okay. So here's something that I see happening. The people that are going to do it are probably going to do it anyway. I mean, if there's not a fee, okay, so they smoke, because if you've ever been to a beach, at least most beaches I've been to, you don't see a lot of enforcement there. Maybe down at the dunes, I'm not sure. So somebody's going to fire up, whether it's a cigarette or the vaping, and they're going to smoke it until they either see somebody or they just get caught. And more than likely, since there's no fine, when that person leaves, they're probably going to fire one up again. But here's the other side of it. So you're going to have all the good doers who know that it's not legal to do it. They're probably going to get in the face of some of these people. And I could see double hockey sticks breaking out. I could just see this happening here in the, well, not here, but in New Hampshire. So you're going to put in a law and there's no fee. The goody, well, shouldn't say goody two shoes, but person come, stop doing that, or else what? So, Chris, is it possible to have a law where there's no, you face no punishment?
I thought that's what the point of a law, well, I guess I shouldn't say the point of a law, but you know what I mean. Just, it's hard to imagine people following something if they don't face consequences for it.
Right, so I'm scratching my head here, and I keep looking deeper into this to see, okay, well, where is the genius behind this? And I can't find it. And I don't know. Well, anyway, we'll see what happens on the beaches there. Also, part of this law was introduced because, according to the World Health Organization, 1.6 million non-smokers die each year. That's, again, according to the World Health Organization. They don't break it down. They just throw out the number, kind of like Larry Allen from the Air Control District Board a couple of years ago, that a million birds are dying here in this county because of plastic bags. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Following its inaugural attendance for the Santa Maria Winter Wonderland Robotics Competition, two teams from Georgia Brown Dual Immersion will be attending the Southern California State Championships for Robotics at UC Irvine in March. Students are now raising $2,000 to help cover travel expenses and new robotic equipment. Any community members and local businesses interested in contributing can contact JP Ewing at passoschools.org. Chair of the Templeton Area Advisory Group, Jennifer Jones, has announced she is resigning from her position as chair, effective immediately. Jones's statement on her resignation cites problematic behaviors of a board member, saying, quote, "Applicants should not be talked down to or berated. County staff should not be harassed or lectured. Board members screaming and cussing on the phone and in person should not be tolerated." Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Ted Lindner. A suspect's been arrested for the murder of Hollywood icon Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner, found stabbed to death in their home.
Police say 32-year-old Nick Reiner, who spoke openly about his struggles with drug addiction and homelessness, was taken into custody following the shocking deaths of the couple.
Fox's Matt Finnifer's court appearance set for today for 32-year-old Nick Reiner. The FBI says they've uncovered a New Year's bomb plot targeting Los Angeles, arresting four members of the Turtle Island Liberation Front. Fox's Kevin Corks is four people are under arrest.
According to authorities, the planned attacks were intended to be coordinated over five separate locations throughout the Southland.
Authorities also say the group was planning attacks on ICE agents. And Bill and Hillary Clinton scheduled depositions on Capitol Hill this week about their ties to Jeffrey Epstein have been moved to January. Meanwhile, the DOJ is set to release another trench of Epstein documents by Friday. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. It's 10 minutes away from 7, time for sports. That's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL Week 15 wrapped up Monday night with the Steelers drilling the Dolphins 28-15, scoring touchdowns on four straight possessions, two on passes from Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh has now won 23 straight home games on Monday Night Football, dating back to 1992. The loss knocks Miami out of playoff contention. Week 16 begins Thursday with a big one in the NFC West between the Rams and the Seahawks. NBA, the Pistons turn back the Celtics 112-105, 32 for Cade Cunningham.
Being aggressive as far as, you know, taking what they give me. There was a couple, especially early on, where they were kind of daring me to shoot it.
Nikola Jokic had 39 points and a triple-double, 35 for Jamal Murray. The Nuggets got by the Rockets 128-125 in overtime for their fifth straight win. Jazz jumped the Mavericks 141-33 in OT. Keontae George scored 37. Lauri Markkanen 33 for Utah, while Cooper Flagg had a career-high 42 for Dallas. He'll be 19 years old on Sunday if you want to send a card. Raptors too much for the Heat. Miami has lost five in a row, and the Grizzlies sank the Clippers. NHL, Predators rode a Philip Forsberg hat trick to a 5-2 romp over the Blues. Panthers deflected the Lightning 5-2, a pair of goals for Sam Reinhart. That Atlantic division is tight. Just 7 points separate the eight teams. Cutter Gauthier scored twice in the third to lift the Ducks over the Rangers. Stars crowned the Kings, and the Senators shaded the Jets in overtime. And at soccer's College Cup in Cary, North Carolina last night, Washington defeated NC State 3-2 in overtime. It's the unseeded Huskies' first national title. That's Tuesday Sports.
Alrighty, and we have our NFL triple header coming up this Sunday morning, beginning at 9:30. It'll be the Chargers and the Cowboys, followed by the Raiders, and they will take on the Texans. And the late game, Bengals and Dolphins, all here on The Right Choice, KPRL. In just a moment, extended weather forecast.
Move over, Santa. While he's delivering socks and sweaters, your pal Richie's at the Tatchy Palace delivering MacBooks and cash. Every Friday in December, four winners every hour can win up to $5,000 cash or Tatchy Cash. Then stick around for the 8 p.m. grand prize drawing. Win $5,000 cash plus an Apple MacBook Air. Sorry, Santa, but I think I just made the nice list. Check the halls only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety, where they service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment. They know what they're doing. All right, clouds and sunshine mixed, upper 60s, kind of clear tonight. Maybe some clouds, overnight lows in the mid-40s. And we'll do the clouds and sunshine thing for the next couple of days, mid-60s on Friday. A lot of clouds on Saturday, upper 60s, and mid-60s Sunday, Monday, mostly cloudy, mid-60s, and Tuesday, maybe some showers. That's building up to about 50% and low 60s. Today's UV index will be 1, up and down we go. 7:07 a.m., 4:52 p.m., we are at 41 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic in Atascadero, Traffic Safety. They are locally family-owned and operated. Visit them online at avilatraffic.com. Moving right along here on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved conceal carry training team.
Alrighty, let's see here as we check in to see what varmints may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, home, safe, and sound. Well, guess what? Good guess. Nothing to report here on the world-famous Pet Alert. And let's see here, Mr. Garcia. Some of these are... Well, you know what? You've been on a pretty good streak here lately, haven't you?
Yeah, I think I've gotten about three or so in a row now. Much better than a few weeks ago when I struck out every single day. But that'll probably change soon.
Okay, well, I'm going to fix your rear end right now then.
All right.
Ready? Because I know this ain't going to happen. Here we go.
All right, probably it's sports related then.
No, it's not sports related. What? Well, Christmas and football, I guess. Where is it? Oh. In the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, what happens every time a bell rings?
I've never seen the movie.
That's what I thought. That's why I did it. I knew you didn't see the movie. That's why I asked the question. All right. Abusing the youth here on KPRL, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Oh, boy.
Take a guess.
What happens every time a bell is rung in It's a Wonderful Life?
Yes.
How can I even begin to answer this?
You can't.
Yeah, I it could be anything. It could be literally anything.
Well, give me your one guess.
Okay, does this have to do anything with Christmas or the holidays? How about that? Or no?
What, the answer?
The answer of the movie.
Not specifically, but the movie ties in with Christmas. But
okay.
This thing is, what happens every time a bell rings is not specifically meant for Christmas.
Okay. A child is born.
No, that's not the worst. Here's the answer. An angel gets his wings.
Fascinating.
Okay, I thought you'd be fascinated by that. All right, folks, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world famous Pet Alert was brought to you by, let's see here, where are we? Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Go to atascaderogunshop.com as we got a rush into trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Rubbles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They're on file. All right. In this popular television series, which aired from January 1974 to July of 1984, what became the main character's name was a nickname. His real name was Arthur. Who am I referring to or what show? Arthur. But we all knew him as something else. Arthur. But we knew him as somebody else, the name. As a matter of fact, after the first year, they almost changed the name of the show to this character's name because he became so popular right away. So what do you think that name is or the show? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. All right. Let's see here. It was in a pilot originally titled Love and the Television Set. Well, that's a catchy name, isn't it? All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, the Fonz.
Yep, Arthur Fonzarelli. Yeah, the Fonz. Did you watch it?
Oh, yeah. That, Welcome Back, Carter.
oh, yeah, that's right. Welcome back, Mr. Cotter. Mr. Cotter. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, they were all in the same time, you know?
Yeah, they were all around there. May I have your name, sir?
Mike Stein.
Mike Stein?
Yes.
Okay, Mike, I have you down as a qualifier. Thank you for listening.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too. Yep, Mr. Fonzarelli, the Fonz, the one and only. What was his thing? Is, hey, or something like that. I forget. I can't keep track.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Former Cal Poly student Charles Hojaboom has been sentenced to serve 6 years and 2 months in state prison for crimes committed in 2023 regarding a firearm. Four separate shooting incidents took place on Cal Poly's campus in 2023 involving Hojaboom.
Executive Director of the Pass Rebels Main Street Association, Norma Moy, has passed away. She passed peacefully early Monday morning at Twin Cities Hospital, battling pneumonia. She was surrounded by friends and family. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
And Arthur Fonzarelli, he and his mother were abandoned by his father when Arthur was three. As a matter of fact, there was a show dedicated to that called The Christmas Time. And he gets a letter from his dad, Vito, trying to make amends and so forth. And eventually, because of Mr. C, he helps out and they... Everything works out as it usually does. All right, two more hours to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Call for free estimate, 805-610-8266.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's